95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is an Instagram influencer who tells it as it is and doesn't sugarcoat anything. She has put together several different gift guides to make your holiday shopping easy. Plus, she makes amazing dance videos, which we'll have to talk about. So you should go and follow her right now before we talk about it. You can see these crazy videos on Instagram. She's Inspo by Joe. Here today is Billie Joe Farren. Billie Joe, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm so happy to be here.
So are you a social media influencer?
Yes, I guess technically.
What do you mean technically?
I hate to put like a title on it because I feel like it's kind of a mashup of things.
Well, and I feel like people sometimes don't, even though they are social media influencers, they don't like to be called that for whatever reason.
Yeah, I guess it's because you don't want to feel like, and that's how I never want to feel, like I'm selling someone on something.
You want to just tell them
what I've used, right, what I like. And to kind of, I was looking at it more as to save you the trouble of buying different things, wasting your time. I tried it. I loved it. You should give it a try.
So how did you start this whole influencing then? How did you start your blog and your social media pages?
So it all kind of started because I wanted to share my favorite things with everybody. I wanted a place where people could go that they knew someone they could trust, tried the products, liked them, you could purchase them. Now I have a website, you can purchase them through the website, it'll take you right there. That's kind of how it all started. It was more just for fun, and then people really started to like it, and then I just continued doing it.
I followed you since the very beginning, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think you did.
And
oh, yeah, you definitely did.
I started to see your numbers go up, like your followers. People started to get interested in what you were doing, what you were saying. How are you getting these followers? Where are these people coming from?
Truly just, that's the part that I find so flattering, truly just by word of mouth.
Do you use hashtags?
Oh, I do use hashtags, yes.
So do you think maybe you get some people from there?
Yes, I do think. I do notice sometimes people also like things that I put up that necessarily aren't following me.
So, yes,
yeah.
Same.
So it must be through hashtags too.
Okay.
Yes. Right. But other than that, that's really it.
And what do people get by following you? So you said that you kind of have a list of things that you like, you try it, and then you tell people, here, I like this, you should get it. But what else are they getting out of following you?
I think a good laugh, too.
Yeah, definitely. That I would say.
I like it because of that reason. I didn't want to be so cookie cutter. Well, I just can't be because that's just not me. But I wanted it to be fun and just something where you can laugh and be genuine. I don't know, just more something different than your everyday picture perfect Instagram page that you see from everybody.
No, and I do think it's funny because you have three boys and you can't keep boys quiet ever. And
no.
So you'll see them in your videos. You'll hear them in the background. You don't have this perfect background setting where everything looks gorgeous and perfect. And no, you're in your kitchen. There's dishes. There's kids. There's a husband.
Yes, totally. And actually from people all the time, just yesterday I was at a party and multiple people said to me, my favorite part is when your kids are in the picture. And I was like, oh, God, really? But people love that because they like the genuineness of it.
Yeah, yeah. And how they make fun of you.
Yes, yes. They always are because they're boys. They have no interest in any of that stuff at all. No.
One of my favorite videos that you did, I think you were making these famous bagels that you make, which I have to try the recipe, by the way. It's made from yogurt.
Oh, my gosh. Two ingredients. My kids, they don't even last 24 hours. I make maybe 10 at a time. They won't last 24 hours. They'll eat every single one of them.
So what are the ingredients?
It's just Greek yogurt, plain 0% Greek yogurt, and flour, self-rising flour, but you can add baking powder.
A little bit of baking powder. So that it rises.
To make it rise, yes. Yeah. Or you can use self-rising flour. And that's it.
I really have to try them. But anyway, my favorite video is when you were making that, and then you just kind of aborted the video and started dancing instead.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I forgot about that. I was like, what did I do in that video?
Yes.
Yep.
So you have several gift guides out this holiday season. You have a gift guide for her, you have a gift guide for him, and then you have a gift guide for gifts that are under $12. Give us a little sneak peek into, I guess, each one. Let's start with the gifts for her.
Okay, the gifts for her. And I really think hard about these two. I didn't want my gift guides to be like generic. I wanted unique, different things in it. So the gift guide for her, there's a lot of hair stuff because I feel like people never know what to buy hair-wise and they waste their money on – there's so many gimmicky things out there.
And by the way, let's just let people know that you do work at a hair salon. That's what you do for a day job.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So there's lots of that on there. Just different unique things that you're not going to see, I feel like, on everyday list.
One of the things on the gift guides for her that I noticed was the NYX, and I have been using the Creme Brulee Gloss for years now. I love it. And it's $4.50 or like $5
yep.
at Target.
Oh, so you also have been using the Creme Brulee
yes.
forever?
Love it.
Yes. So in this set that I put on there, there's also another color that if you want more color, I believe it's called...
Is it the pink or the nude?
It's this one.
The pink one. I have that one as well. I love those glosses, and they are so cheap. They're the perfect stocking stuffer
perfect.
For husbands who have no idea what to get their wives or their girlfriends. Grab that from Target and throw it in there.
I absolutely love. There's a beautiful vanity mirror that has lights. It not only has the mirror in the center for you, for your everyday makeup with lights, then there's three different magnification on the sides of it. I also like it because it folds in, so it completely is shut.
How much is it?
$25.
$25. Where is it? Amazon?
Amazon.
Okay,
yes.
I have to get this, or maybe I should tell someone to get it for me. For work, though, because sometimes I'll come into work and I get up at 4:15 in the morning. I do my makeup at 4:15. Okay, so by noon, I look like a mess and I need to touch up if I need to go somewhere. And the lighting in our office is terrible. And I've been saying I need to get a lighted mirror for the office. This would be perfect.
Yes, and the light is that circle light lighting, so it's really clear. The light on it's awesome. It has like 2,000 great reviews.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's awesome.
I need to get
$25.
That.
I also said that would be a good white elephant gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. And for $25, that's a great deal.
Another thing on there, I put all of my, I'm really into fitness, so I put every single thing that I use for fitness on there.
Oh, I saw your yoga mat that's on there. I actually put that on my holiday list of what I want.
Oh, you did?
The exact same one.
I think I have to actually ask for this. I already have it, but I think I need a new one.
Okay, so it's a Lululemon yoga mat. Do you love it? Because I've used Jade yoga mats for years, and I still love them, but somebody told me you should try the Lululemon.
I know. I never tried the Jade, so I can't say which one would be better, per se. But I've tried other brands, and I do love this one. And I'm typically cheap, so for me to spend that kind of money, yeah.
All right, wait, you say that you're cheap, so a lot of your gifts are on the cheaper side, but they're good quality.
Totally. That was the other thing that I was noticing on Instagram. I was loving things, and I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not knocking anything, but, and everyone has different price points. I was noticing things that I was wanting to buy that were so, I'd click on it, it'd be $200. Everything was always so outrageous to me, I felt. So I always try to keep things very affordable.
Okay, so you have a teen gift guide list
as well? Oh my gosh, the teen gift guide was such a hit because I've had so many moms message me and say, I don't know what to get them. It's a really tough age. So I actually asked a lot of my nieces and their friends. So I actually spoke to teens to get their opinion. And they gave me a lot of really good ideas. One was that charging pad. This is a big thing that people are asking for this season.
Where you just throw your phone or the watch or whatever on there and it charges it.
Yep. I'm not really sure why kids all want it, but numerous girls told me that they wanted that. I guess because you could put it on your nightstand.
Well, and who has time to plug your phone in?
Yes, no, I guess that's it. I never do. My phone's always at 2%. Vanities, little makeup organizers, necklaces, the Hydro Flask, which is obviously a big thing that every single girl wants.
The Visco girls.
Yes. Couple Sherpa coats that I have, Sherpa sweaters that I have and love. Again, hair products for girls because I was getting that from a lot of moms. What is a good straightener? What is a good blow dryer? All those questions. Do not fall for the gimmicks of these super expensive products that are
like
out there
those,
now.
Or I love those. And I've put them in my basket on Amazon several times and then not purchased them. But like the automatic curling iron that where your hair gets like curled up and then comes out and it's this beautiful flowing curl. I'm like, my hair, I would like lose hair. It would be caught in a curling iron. I'm like, why is this in my basket? Delete, get this out of here.
Yes. I tell people all the time. I'm like, do not. It might work for a few of the population, but it typically does not. Just get a classic curling iron. $50. My favorite one is on the website. You do not need to spend any more than that.
What about the gifts for the guys?
Just some different unique ideas for guys. There's one of my favorite things that my cousin's husband recommended years ago is the pistachio bowl. Did you see that on there?
Yes, I know exactly what that
yes.
is. Yes. Yep.
I saw it at their house. That's awesome. That's
you're eating pistachios. There's all these shells. You don't know what to do with them. There's like a bowl underneath the bowl where you just kind of throw them in, right?
Yep. Yeah. A bowl within a bowl. It's good for people who love cherries too. People say they use it for that. Oh, there's also, I thought was a really cool idea, a tailgating grill that we actually have and a friend of ours has as well that we love. That's a cool one for guys just for something different.
What is it? Just a smaller grill?
It's this small little grill. It's almost like a griddle, I guess you could say.
Okay, yeah.
But it's pretty big enough that you could be doing sandwiches. When we went up to Penn State, one of the guys was cooking pork roll on it, making sandwiches for everybody. And then at lunchtime, he made a whole nother spread on there, hot dogs, hamburgers, all that.
That's a
so you
great
can do
idea.
Everything.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep. There's a Yeti cooler lookalike.
Oh, lookalike, because you wouldn't spend the money for a Yeti, right?
No way. No. Couldn't do it.
What is it? What's the Yeti lookalike?
That is a cooler. There's also, I have a couple of Yeti dupes for their coffee mugs. Same idea. You don't have to buy the name brand.
I've heard there's one at Target that's just as good.
Yes. So I did put the Yeti brand on the website because some people do like that brand. It might look like a nicer gift to someone. So I put it on there. But there are definitely, I have dupes on there as well.
What about the gifts that are under $12?
I loved that gift guide too. That was a lot of fun and very hard, actually. But on there, I had the dupe of the coffee mug. I have my all-time favorite heating pad. What it is this little pad, beads inside, that you put into the microwave for a few minutes. You have this nice hot heating pad. You know why I like that? You can take it to sporting events. I mean, the heat's not going to last hours. But when you're out in the middle of a field, there's nowhere to plug in a heating blanket. So it's good for that. It's good for just laying in your bed at night. If you have a sore back or something, you pop it in the microwave. That's like $8 or $9. That's a great gift. I like the 12 and under list because they're all great gifts that you can add with a gift card or, again, the white elephant, add it to something. There's lots of different ideas on there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I have to get a bunch of gift cards this holiday season, and I always want to just give something little with the gift card to say thank you, not just here's your gift card. And
no thought into it. Yes.
So that's a great idea. And all of this is on your blog.
InspoByJoe.com.
Now, you're a licensed cosmetologist, and you have a day job at Gravity Hair Salon in Plymouth Meeting. So if people want to make an appointment with you, how do they do that?
Then you would just call the salon and ask for me. Definitely say Billy Joe, because there is a Joe, and sometimes that gets mixed up. But yes, just call the salon, and one of the receptionists will be happy to help you make an appointment. But definitely give a few weeks' notice to make the appointment.
Okay, so you have to tell everybody about these dance videos. How did you start creating them, and why?
So friends and I would do an impersonation of Lisa in her dance videos. We love them.
Of Lisa Rinna.
Of Lisa Rinna. Yes, I should have specified. So I was sending them videos back and forth through a text just for funny. The one day it came to me, I was literally in the middle of working out and I was like, you know what would make these really funny? I need a wig. The wig would just seal the deal.
So Lisa Rinna wig.
A Lisa Rinna wig. Stopped middle of the workout, Googled it, ordered it, came in the mail.
You then went beyond that. When Lisa Rinna would post a video, you not only now have the wig, but you would get a similar outfit and completely mimic her dance to whatever song she was doing. And you would basically learn her routine and then post it on Instagram.
As if I have nothing else better to do with my time. Yes, I've always loved doing impressions. So I feel like, too, if you're going to do the impression, you have to have it down. Exactly. You have to have the costume. You have to have the whole setup.
But I'm thinking, when do you have time to do this? You work at the hair salon. You have three boys. When do you have time to learn a routine, order silver sparkle dresses and leather pants, and then dance in your bedroom?
My mother has always said that about me, that I will just find the time. There'll be a million things that need to get done, and I'll be sitting there doing some kind of goofy thing.
Dancing. Well, I think you're a great follow. You're hilarious. If you don't follow her, it's Inspo by Joe on Instagram. Are you on Facebook and Twitter as well, or are you just kind of doing
Instagram? I am on Facebook as well. Yep, Inspo by Joe.
Okay.
You can find it that way.
Billy Joe, thank you so much for coming by.
Kathy, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
My next guest is a flower farmer in Chester County. Mara Tyler farms cut flowers at the Farm at Oxford, a historic 12-acre farmette. You can find her field-grown seasonal bouquets at Terrain in Devon, Sire's Terrain in Glen Mills, and Works in Kennett Square. She also offers seasonal workshops. Mara is here today to share her story. Mara, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a California native.
Yes, I am.
How did you end up in Pennsylvania?
Well, I was born and raised in California and spent most of my life there. And then I married an East Coast boy and we decided to just make a change, come out here. We had a son and I just thought it would be more fun to raise him out in the country in Pennsylvania than in Silicon Valley.
Where is your husband from?
He's from New Jersey and his parents live in Maryland.
Tell me about the farm at Oxford.
So when we bought our flower farm, we had been looking at historic farms around the area, and most of them were just like too hilly, too much forest, the house was trashed. And so when we found the farm, my husband said, well, what are we going to do with all this land? And I'd been volunteering on a farm in Philly, and I had seen, I guess, behind the scenes on how to do cut flower production. I've been growing since I was a little girl, and I thought, well, I'll just try to grow some flowers and we'll see if people are into it. So that was 5 years ago. And now the locals have really just embraced us as a community and everybody's very into the local flower movement. So it's been great. And since we started, we've expanded every year. So now we do workshops. Now we do CSA bouquets where people can buy in and ahead of time and purchase flowers for 4 to 6 weeks, pick up at one of our local spots. Sometimes we get people who tell us, you do so many different things. And we just say, like, people ask us, do you do this? Sure, I can do that. So we've just kept adding to our lineup. And that's kind of how we got here today. So
do you live on the farm?
We do.
So that's easy for you, or easier, I guess, for you.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people lease land and then they have to drive to their farm. And for us, it's, you know, it's nice to be on the farm and have our house there. The downside is that we're not open to the public because we do live on the farm. And so that's why we do have the retail space in Kennett. And we kind of travel around and do workshops so that people, they have some place to go and meet us.
I love this season and the holiday centerpieces and bouquets and things like that. So tell me what you're doing this season.
So this season, we actually just launched our holiday pop-up shop inside of our Works Kennett Square space, which is an artisan collective in downtown Kennett. I like to tell people they can just come there and get any type of living gift for somebody. So amaryllis bulbs, paper whites, we do holiday centerpieces, pine garland, we do handmade wreaths with our dried flowers mixed in. So it's our off season, and a lot of people think that after the flowers die out that we just kind of hang out, but we're still really busy, and we're also still planting for next year. So we put in 10,000 bulbs this year for next spring. So it's definitely a busy time for us.
People can get some of the flowers, some of the things that you're doing at Works, but mm-hmm. they can also get it in other places?
No. So right now we're just selling at Works okay. for the holiday season, and they always can come pick up on the farm if they're local too.
So your stuff is in Terrain in Devon and then Stiers Terrain in Glen Mills, different parts of the year?
Yeah. So since we're field grown seasonal, it's usually between April and October/November.
Okay. So right now you're in Works in Kennett Square.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
What types of workshops do you do?
Right now we're doing wreath workshops. So I think we have 8 or 9 scheduled this season. Then we start doing terrariums in January, February. We do fresh flowers all April through October. So you could take a peony workshop, a dahlia workshop. And really, we even get requests for things. You know, we do flower crown workshops for little girls' birthday parties. You know, we can do mom's night out workshops if, you know, somebody says, I have 8 friends and they want to just come to our studio in New London and, you know, BYOB and have some fun. So
that's where you do the workshops mm-hmm. in New London.
Yeah. So we do our workshops in our studio in New London. We lease a space just a couple minutes from our farm. But we also travel to do workshops at things like wineries. We do them at the Creamery in Kennett Square. So we're kind of open to doing a lot of different things.
Do you have any upcoming workshops?
We do. So we just started our first one yesterday, and then we've got, I think, one this coming weekend, and then it's 5 or 6 over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So if people are interested in learning more about those, most of them are sold out, but there are still some spaces. The best thing is to go to our website, www.thefarmatoxford.com, and click on events, and you'll see them all listed there.
You're a design instructor at Longwood Garden?
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So that means that we teach at Longwood. So they release their classes. I think they released them like 2 to 3 weeks ago for 2020. And I think our classes are already sold out for next year. But we teach a floral class, actually two floral classes a year typically there. And they've got a great floral education program for anyone who's not, who doesn't know that. And it's where I took a lot of classes when I was learning too. So it's really nice to be able to go there and help teach other people.
And now is such a beautiful time to visit Longwood Gardens. I mean, I know at this point, I feel like everyone should have at least visited during the holiday season, but if you haven't, it is amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we're so lucky to have it.
When people take your workshops, are they leaving with the centerpiece or whatever they're making?
Yeah. So the majority of the time, the idea is that we're teaching them how to make things so that they can take them home and then learn to make things themselves. So I always encourage people to go into their yards, forage your greens, your dried hydrangeas, etc. You can make a lot of pretty things with items from your yards. We actually are doing a holiday centerpiece tablescape at Kurt's Collection in Glen Mills. That is also listed on our website. So that's a demo piece. Kurt's does some really beautiful home decor. And so we're going to be there just showing people how they can decorate their tables using items that are in Kurt's already. And then we'll be bringing flowers in. So if anyone needs holiday inspiration for tablescapes, then that's a great class to take too.
And what did you bring here with you today?
I actually just made it this morning and we're a little light on materials, but it's greens from our yard. So we've got cypress and we've got gray villa and a little bit of juniper. And I have some amaryllis bulbs that are blooming. So I cut those and put them in. What else is in there? Oh, winterberry. And then we have some viburnum leaves that actually still look really great in our garden. So we put those in there too. So I really do advocate people just taking a walk around their garden and seeing what they can find to bring into the house.
That's interesting. I'm going over to my friend's house. They're chopping down a tree. She's cutting some of the branches before they take it down. We're going to make winter containers.
That's a great idea. And I mean, we have always tell people, like, call us if you're going to take a tree down and we'll come over and like chop all the branches off and use them in our workshops, because we try to use as much local material as possible. And I hate to see things going to waste. So for all our workshops, we try to source as much local as possible. Since we're a farmer, we try to support other farmers whenever possible. And I have to like put a plug in here for domestic flowers and greens. So whenever you're out buying, if you can't buy from a local farmer that's up the street from you, then try to get something that's domestically grown in America, because then you're supporting American farmers instead of other countries.
Give us some tips or ideas for holiday centerpieces.
So definitely scout your yard. That's the first thing. Like, go out, scout your yard. A lot of people have evergreens they don't even realize they have. Even Leland cypress, that's one of our favorites to use, and it's very common. Any berries, rose hips.
What about boxwoods?
Boxwoods are great. Juniper.
But if you are walking around your own landscape, where do you cut from? You're not destroying what you have.
So sometimes I cut from the back. And a lot of times people, we always tell people, when you prune, try to wait to prune until you can cut what you need. So if you're going to prune in winter or early spring, take where you know you're going to prune. And that way, when you cut it in spring or in late winter, you won't even notice that you did it.
Okay.
And also take tips. Don't like reach in and chop out a giant bough, because then it's going to leave a hole. So whenever we do that, we just try to go around evenly and trim out. Dried hydrangeas are wonderful too. You can spray paint them. People are like really love that. You can spray paint them gold. You can spray paint them like silver.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And they last, I have
they
them
do.
For years.
They do. They last a really long time. Berries, winter berries, rose hips, like wild rose hips are very common in like the sides of the roads. We forage from the side of the road too. Any of the grasses that you see, like that's another great place to get materials. And then if you don't have flowers, which most of us don't right now, you can go to the grocery store or Produce Junction and fill in there. So I always tell people, like, get your background going first and figure out what you have from your yard and then figure out what you're going to need to add in and supplement.
That's such a great idea. I'm doing that.
You should. Yeah, I love it.
What are some budget-friendly projects or flowers that people can use?
Well, carnations, you know, you can always find them in the grocery store. And even though carnations, I think they get a bad rap because everyone thinks of them as like grandma's flowers, there's some really beautiful carnations these days. And you can manipulate the flowers a little bit too, to kind of make them look a little bit more open with your thumbs.
You know what I did once? I got a lot of them because they were so cheap and all of them bunched together made them look so pretty. People really didn't know they were carnations. Mm-hmm.
Actually, so I was just at a workshop recently and this gal put together 5 carnations and it looked like a peony. So that's another great way to get more bang for your buck. And same thing with like spray roses. They're pretty cheap at the store. Get them bundled in together and then they'll make more of an impact in a large arrangements. I don't shop at the grocery store for my flowers just because most of them aren't grown in the U.S., but you can get...
And why are they dyed?
I know.
The water turns blue.
I know.
Like, what is that?
I am not a fan of the dyed trend.
No.
A lot of people are, but I am not. But
it's pretty as it is.
Yes. No, I agree. Like, I'm a fan of nature. I like going out and cutting something and bringing it in. When I see something, I'm like, is that real or is it dyed, you know?
So what about bugs and things like that, ants, and that if you are bringing it into your house? Because I've heard a few horror stories.
Yeah. So, I mean, bugs don't bother me just because we're always outside with them. Like yesterday in our workshop, there was a wasp and I was like, it's not going to bother you. Don't worry. I just tell people, shake them out before you bring them in. If you're cutting a peony, like kind of you can hit it against your hand a couple times, ruffle the petals. Most bugs don't want to come in the house and then they're trying to find a way to get out. Just, you know, manipulate the bloom a little bit. Even branches and stuff too. I try to shake them off before I bring them in because we will get spiders and stuff in the house. The one other thing to watch for now is the praying mantis egg sacs. I don't know if anyone knows what they look like, but they're almost like little beehives. And they go onto shrubs because they're putting their eggs out for next year. And it's really easy to accidentally bring a pod into the house with you when you cut your shrubs. So just check your shrubs before you bring them in if you're going to cut any greenery because you don't want to bring an egg sac in because it could hatch and then that's a problem.
Yeah. What about the spotted lanternflies?
Yeah, we've been watching for those this year. We've thankfully only seen one on the farm, but I hear that they are just all around us.
You have to worry about them, though, when bringing Christmas trees. I've heard spiders before.
Yeah, so I mean, we always get spiders in the house on our Christmas trees. Again, we just try to shake them out before we bring them in. So the adult lanternflies, I believe now they're dead because of the frost, but you do have to keep an watch out for the egg sacs. And for anyone who's not familiar with the lanternflies, definitely you can go onto the Pennsylvania website. I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head, but you can Google for it. You can see photos of what the egg sacs look like, videos of how to take care of them. But yeah, it's definitely a risk transporting any material, especially like a Christmas tree.
Well, Mara, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to find out more information about what Mara offers, you can go to thefarmatoxford.com or follow her on Facebook and Instagram at thefarmatoxford. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.